Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
So the sugya we will be discussing is Shlichus B'Mitzvos, which is a fascinating sugya, one that is broadly discussed by many Gedolim throughout the ages. And my shiur today is somewhat of an introductory shiur, and we will not reach conclusions. And I'll leave that up to you in the coming few days. And we'll meet again, I think, Thursday afternoon, just to wrap things up and to see what we achieved in these few days. So Shlichus is one of the broadest sugyas in Halacha. And there are many sugyas in Shas that deal with Shlichus, different aspects. But the central sugya is at the beginning of Perek Beis, the Kiddushin. When the Mishnah says, U'ish mekadesh bo v'bishlucho, a person could be mekadesh, a wife, on his own, or with an agent, with a shaliach, and the same goes to the woman. V'ish miskadeshes ba'u bishlucha. So the first section in the Gemara is important. Every Gemara is important, but it doesn't really affect our sugya. Shlichus menolon. So how do we know the concept of shlichus? How do we know that a shlich is valid, that a person could perform kiddushin with an agent, and he doesn't need to do it on his own? And the Gemara brings three different sources from which Chazal learn that shlichus is valid. That when a person needs to do something al pi Torah, he doesn't necessarily need to do it himself. He could do so with an agent, he could do so with a shaliach. And the three sources are Gerushin. We learn from a pasuk that a person could divorce his wife through a shaliach. Hafroshes Trumo, Kein Tarimu Gam Atem, Vishilcho Mibesoi. Source number three is Shchita Sapesach, Vishachtu Oisoi Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. However, let us note, and this is an important observation, even though it seems to be a little nuance, but as we will see, it's more than just the nuance. So when we look at the beginning of the sugya, shlichus minolon, how do we know that shlichus is valid? How do we know that there is a din shlichus in Torah? This anya, v'sholach malamet shehu oise shliach, v'sholach malamet shehi oise shliach, v'sholach v'sholach malamet shehu shliach oise shliach. Ashkachan Gerushin. So the only source we have is Gerushin, B'Kiddushin Menolon. How do we know that the same would apply to Kiddushin? Would divorce be different than engaging a woman or Kiddushin? And then the Gemara brings source number two. Ha'oymer l'shluchoy, tzei v'teroyim. If a person makes a shliach for hafroshes trumo, how do we know that that is valid? And the Gemara at the top of Omid Beis, Mem Aleph of Omid Beis, Omekro Kein Tarimu Gam Atem L'Rabois Es HaSholiach. The word Gam seems to be for no need. Kein Tarimu Gam Atem. This is source number two. And this is Hafroshes Trumes Emaises. And then as we go down about 12 lines into the Gemara, Omer Reb Yeshua ben Korcha, Menayin Sheshlichai Shel Adam Kemoisai, Shenemar, V'shachtu Oise Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael, Beinu Arbayim, V'chi Kol HaKol Shoichtim, V'aloi Ein HaShoichet Elo Echad. Is it the entire congregation that actually engages in Shechita? How many people will hold that knife? 10, 20, 30, 100? What does the pasuk mean? V'shachtu oisei kol kahal adas Yisrael. V'chi kolam shochetim eino shochet elo echad mekan sheshlicha shalodom kemoisei. The Rivash is the very first that asks, we don't find this phrase, shlicha shalodom kemoisei, only Omid Beis, not in the beginning of the sugya. The Gemara asks Shlichus Menolan, how do we know that Shlichus is valid? And it is only in source number three that we find a new expression, a new phrase, Menayin Sheshluchai Shal Odom Kemoisai. Does kemoisai have any meaning, or all three sources are the same? So the Rivash says, source number three is different than the first two. The first two Chazal merely prove that shlichus is valid, that a person can do things through an agent, gerushim and truma. It is only from source number three that we learn sheshluchei shalodam kemaisei. So one of the sources we have on our sheet, and we will not necessarily go through the entirety of every source. This is a very lengthy source. I think we should have it on our sheet, on our booklet. The Lekach Toiv, Rabbi Yosef Engel. Now, it'll take you a month to go entirely through whatever Rabbi Yosef Engel has to say, and I don't think there really is a need. If you want, on your flight back to America, to be busy, then take along the booklet and learn through the entire chapter of Lekach Toiv. But let's just see the first paragraph. Mr. Pakti, Hode Kaimelon, Shluchoi Shel Odom Kemoisei. It is page number 48. Page number 48. Mr. Pakti, Hode Kaimelon, Shluchoi Shel Odom Kemoisei. Mau HaKavona Beze, Im HaKavona SheGufoi SheShliach Nechshav KeGufa Mishalayach, או השליח לאדם אחר נחשב, רק שהמייסה אשר הוא עושה בשליחותו, על כל פונים, מתייחסת למשלח, ונחשב שהמשלח עשה המעשה ההוא. או דילמה, גם המעשה איננה מתייחסת למשלח, רק לשליח, ונחשב ששליח עשה המעשה, לא המשלח, רק שהתורה גזרה שאף שאדם אחר עשה את המעשה, לא הוא עם כל זה, כיוון ששלחו לכך מועילה המעשה של האחר בעבורו. So, this is a question he asks, and in the coming 10 pages, bringing different sources, so let us try to define what are the tzdodim, what are the possibilities he is presenting. And let us just notice the first line. Hodekaimalon shlichoi shel odom kemoisei. How far does this go? And how do we understand my agent is like me? Is it fusion? As if we are one? Or maybe no. He's an individual, so am I, but what he does is valid. And it counts for me. Would that be the difference between Shlichus Menolan and Shlichoi Shel Odom Kemoisei? An interesting observation. If there will be need, I just need to talk about, you know, about this with the Menalim of the Yeshiva. Maybe I will be sending some additional materials, just supplementary materials. So many Gedolim. And it is interesting to note, Gedolim of the same generation, more or less, presenting the same ideas, but everybody in his own language, and everybody in a different style. Reb Shimishkop in Shari Yosha, Reb Meir Simcha of Dvinsk in Or Sameach, Reb Yosef Engel was in Poland, Zechi Yitzchok in Panovich, Reb Itzela Panovicher, and more or less come up with the same ideas, but everybody in his own unique style. Shnei dinim b'shlichus. One definition of shlichus would be yichus hama'aseh. And that is one of the possibilities that Yosef Engel is presenting. So Rabbi Yosef Engel lived in Krakow, in Poland. Rabbi Itzela was in Panovich, Rabbi Meir Simcha in Dvinsk, Rabbi Shimon in Grodno. So one possibility is, Yichus HaMa'aseh, what my agent does is as if I performed. The other definition would be delegating authority. and I give him authority to do whatever needs to be done in my name. Reb Shimon would define that as Mesiras Koyach. I give him the power or delegating authority. So there are two types of dinim b'dinei Torah. One is echalos. I assume most of you have a yeshiva background. I heard from a Slobodka Talmud going back 60 years, and Reb Cheskel Avramsky used to come once a week from Yerushalayim to Bnei Brak to give a shiur in Slobodka. And Reb Cheskel didn't like to be interrupted when he gave a shiur. You know, there are different menhagim and yeshivas. Sometimes you come at the yeshiva by a shiur klali and it's total chaos. And a stranger wouldn't understand what's going on. Everybody is screaming, everybody is shouting. It's not really how we conduct a conversation. And Reb Cheskel Avramsky didn't like to be interrupted. And there was a young boy that didn't know the rules yet, and he kept on pestering him with questions. Is it a chalois? Is it not a chalois? And Reb Cheskel asked, what is a chalois? What is this term that you're using? Do we say a chalois when we don't know exactly what we mean to say? What is a chalois? So I'll explain to you, what do we mean in yeshivas when we talk about a chalois? A chalois is an act that changes the status either of a person or of a thing, an object. But a chalois is a game changer. It is an act that changes the status. Kiddushin is a chalois because the woman was a pnuya, now she's an eishes ish. So is gerushin. She was an eishes ish, and now she's a pnuya. Now she can get married. Kinyanam are a chalais, because a given object, or whether it's chattel or it's real estate, belonged to Pliny, and now it's transferred to the possession of Almani. That is what we call a chalais. Hafroshes trumas emaisis is a chalais, because tevel is no longer. And the tevel turned into truma, or maisa. It is a change of possession. Truma semaisis belong to Shevet Kohuna, or the Levium. And part of the food is transferred from tevel to chulin mitukonim. It was prohibited for consumption, and now it is permitted for consumption. That is what we call a chalais. But when I make a shliach to perform a mitzvah, let it be bedikas chometz or milas haben, that is not a chalois because the status didn't change, neither of a person nor of an object. What? Yeah, but that has nothing to do with bailes, and it is not changing its status. Yes, we perform the mitzvah of mila. There are some dinim that are different, and oral is also betrumah ve'bepesach, but that is not what we call a chalois. A chalois always has to do with ownership, with possession, and that is what we call changing the status, either of a person or of an object. So, Pidin HaBen would not be a chalois, because maybe the topic next year would be Pidyon HaBen. How do we define Pidyon HaBen? Has anything changed for the child? So when we do Pidyon HaBen, the Kohen asks the father, Ma boyest fei, do you want your child or will you give me money? As if the Kohen has the object to take the baby. So the Kohen asks the father, Ma boyest fei, do you want your child or do you want to keep your money? Panavisharov was a Kohen, and Panavisharov had a vort that he used to say at every Pidyon HaBen whenever he performed as a Kohen. And he used to say, what is it that the Kohen is saying? He asked the father, Ma boyest fei, what do you prefer? So the Panavisharov said, Pidyon HaBen is when you become a father and you have your firstborn child. And the Kohen asked the father, it's about time that you take life seriously. what is important to you? Is it your money or your children? That is actually what the Kohen is asking the father. This is your firstborn. Different status. From now on, you're a father. You need to care for kids. So what is really important to you? Your money or your children? That's a profound thought for Pidyon HaBen. But coming back to our sugya, so there are two types of ma'isim b'toira. Echalais is any act that demands ownership. Only a person is authorized, has the authority to mekadesh a woman for himself, or to divorce his wife, or to sell his possessions, or to buy what he wants to acquire. So a chalais is delegating authority. That is mesiras koyach. I pass on, I appoint you lef'ol b'tchum ha'ba'alut sheli. But when I make a shliach to perform a mitzvah, like I make the male shliach to circumcise my son, that is yichus ha'ma'aseh. What you do is considered as if I have done, and it is considered as if I was mekayim my mitzvah. And these are two different gedorim, two different definitions of shaliach. Gerushin is a chalois. Hafrosh esum is a mais is a chalois. Shchitas pesach is not a chalois. It's a mitzvah. It is a mitzvah. And maybe that is why it is only in source number 3 that Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Menayin sheshlichoi shalodom kemoisoi. Delegating authority is not kemoisoi. I appoint you as my agent, as we do with lawyers every day. That is not kemoisoi. There's an additional level to shlichas. When I need to perform a mitzvah, and it is between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I ask you to work on my behalf, that is what we define as kemoisoi. So many gedolim that I mentioned, we only have one on in our booklet, but maybe I'll send some additional materials just to emphasize the points better. But then I have a fundamental question. Going back to the Gemara, and everything starts with one blot of Gemara in Mesechet Kedushin in the beginning of Perek Beis that we have and our sheet. So the Gemara being source number 1 is Gerushin. At the bottom of the page, the top of Amud Beis, source number 2 is Trumo. Source number 3 is Rabbi Shua ben Koch v'shoch to oisai kol kahal adas Yisrael mekan sheshlichoi shalodom kemoisoi. And then the Gemara goes into a lengthy discussion. Why do we need 3 different sources? And why would one not be enough? Why is one source not sufficient? And the Gemara gives a tzrichuta. Tzrichuta is one of the 1,000 sugyos in Shas in which Chazal explained, we cannot learn A from B, or B from A, Aleph from Beis, or the other way around. If the Torah would teach us shlichus only by Gerushin, we would say, Mala Gerushin, Shiken Yeshmoi Bal Korchoi. Gerushin is easy to delegate to a shliach because the power of the husband is so total, he doesn't even need the consent of the other party. So maybe shlichus applies only to Gerushin. If we would only have Shchitas Kochim, we would say, Chulin Mikochim lo yalfinan. You can't learn Funan from Kochim. If we would only have Truma, we would say, Mala Truma sheken yeshnoi b'machshava. A person could be mafresh tumas amaisis without doing anything, just in his mind. And this is the nature of Tzrichuta. This seems to indicate that fundamentally, shlichus is the same. And if not for these nuances, the difference, ma'ala gerushin sheyeshno bal korchoi, ma'ala trumah sheyeshno b'machshava, and we can't learn from kochim because chulin mekochim lo yalfinan. If Reb Shemeshkop and all the others are right, we need two different psukim for two different concepts. One is delegating authority, and the other is yichus ha-maaseh, the different concepts. How could we learn one from the other? So this Gemara seems clearly to indicate, no, we're not dealing with fundamentally different concepts. If not for the nuances, chulin mekotchim lo yalfinan, trumi yeshna b'machshove, gerushin yeshna b'korchoi, we could learn one from the other. And therefore, that would not be the difference between kemoisai and shlichus menorah. So in my svarim, I dealt extensively with the sugya of shlichus. And what I fundamentally argued, the idea of shlichus is one. And that is, whatever a person needs to do, he doesn't necessarily need to do with his hands or his feet or his body or his own. Yes, the Torah recognizes the possibility of a person appointing an other to do things on his behalf. And that is valid. So things are nuanced, and a chalois is not exactly the same as milas haben or bedikas chometz or other mitzvahs, but shlichus applies to them all. And this brings us to the fundamental question we will try to explore in the next 3 days. Shlichus b'mitzvahs. To which mitzvahs does shlichus apply, and to which does not shlichus apply? There are only two Rishonim that ask this question. We only have one on our sheet, and that is the Tosfos Lid. Tosfos Lid is Rabbeinu Yeshayahu HaRishon, who was in the days of the Balei HaTosfos. He's not quoted anywhere in Shas, but he is the period of Balei HaTosfos. What is interesting, never does he quote the Rambam. He didn't know the Rambam. Obviously, he wasn't aware of the Rambam, even though they were contemporaries. And Tosfos Lid is quoted in the Ktzos HaChoshen, some other Achronim. Let's have a look at page number 28 in our booklet. Ein shliach ledvar aveiro. And that's a fundamental rule we will not deal with extensively in our study group. Shliach dvar aveira is a din b'fnei atzmoi. Ein shliach dvar aveira. If you make a shliach to do an aveira, it is totally his responsibility. He is liable, and not the one that sent him. The one that sent him is liable b'dei shamayim. It is between him and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Beis Din will only demand liability from the person that actually did the Aveira. And the Gemara says, why? Divrei Arav, v'divrei Talmud, divrei mi shoymin. We turn to the person that did the Aveira and we say, why did you do this? And he says, he told me to do. Are you out of your mind? He told you, go and do it, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, don't. So, whom are you supposed to listen to? So, Ein Shliach Dvar Aveira. Let's have a look at the Tosfos Lid, page 28. Yesh Makshim, Im Kein Lekol Dvar Mitzvah Yoyel HaShliach. V'yoymer Odom L'Chaveiro Yishev B'Sukkah Ba'avuri. Hanach Tfilin Ba'avuri. Could Reuven tell Shimon, I have a very busy day today. I don't have any time to put on tefillin. Do me a favor, put on tefillin for me. Would that work? Or a person said, you know, I need to leave my house, but I know it's sukkahs, so do me a favor. I want you to have a meal in the sukkah for me. Would that work? So this week, in another yeshiva, I gave a shiur about Nesias Kapayim, about duchening. My late father passed away 7 years ago, was a huge Talmud Chochem, and big Ilui, very wise person, but a very tmimistic person. And he was very much into Berchus Kohanim, Nesias Kapayim. The shiur I gave this week is about Munach Chutz La'aretz. Why don't we do Chen every day? And that has nothing to do with the day shiur. When my father, every day in the morning, he spent about 2 hours in shul, and shtibelech, and he used to go from 1 minute to the other, alayin chappen, another duchening, another duchening. And when he traveled abroad, he traveled to Chutz La'aretz, he used to pay people money, go to Nesias Kapayim, Berchus Kohanim for me. He was enough of a Talmud Chacham to know that there is no shlichus by Berchus Kohanim, but to him it was some sort of an inyan. You know, I'm paying someone for Berchus Kohanim. He saw that as a certain schus. So Tosfos Lid asks, would shlichus apply to all the mitzvahs? And could a person say, Hanach tefillin ba'avuri? Does that make sense? So why tefillin? No. And why could a father of a newborn child make a moyel, a shaliach, and it is considered as if the father was mekayim the mitzvah? Why does shlichus apply to some mitzvahs and it does not apply to others? Tosfos Lid answers, Lav miltai, shamitzvah shechai v'amukom lasas begufai, ha'eche poter hu al yedei shluchoi, v'hu lo yase klum. Many achroinim, including the Tzoyis HaChoshen, Kuf Pei Beis, page 33, the Chassam Sofer, Tshuvas Chassam Sofer, where do we have that? Page 46. Many Achroinim understood from Tosfos Lid, there is a certain category which we define as mitzvah shebegufoy. A mitzvah which is on your body, literally translated. That is a mitzvah shebegufoy. Tefillah is a mitzvah shebegufoy. Mila is not. Mila seben is on the guf of your child. Shlichus would apply. But when the mitzvah demands the involvement of your body, shlichus would not be relevant. Sukkah is you sitting in the sukkah. Tefillin is your forehead and your arm. Shlichus wouldn't apply. That is what we define as a mitzvah shebegufoy. But bedikas chometz is not on my body. It's on my house. It's on my chometz. Milas Aben is not on my body. It's about circumcising my child. And that is why shlichus would apply. That is the fundamental understanding of many achrayinim.
Yeah. Get and
that's a good question. That's a good question, which would prove or disprove this understanding in the Tosfos Lid. Mila is about my body. So we will deal with that in a few minutes. So why couldn't a person hire a shliach to put on tefillin for him? If we define gufoi, is it your body or is something external to my body? So the Tzoyis HaChoshen is in a kuf pei beis, and after we learn the Gemara, that will be the first source we'll deal with. And more or less, our booklet is Yesh Mugdam Vemo'uchar. So we start off with the Tosfos Lid. What is defined as a mitzvah shebegufoy? We move on to the Tzoyis HaChoshen. Kuf Pei Beis, Sif Koton Beis. And the Tzoyis HaChoshen asks this very same question. When the Shulchan Aruch says, "Bekol dovo shlichoy shel odom kamoisoy chutz meledvar aveiro," page number 30, Choshe Mishpat Kuf Bei Beis. Bechol Dovor, Shlucha Shalodim Komoisei Chutzim Ledvar Aveira, De Kaimelon, Ein Shaliach Ledvar Aveira. So it's a question brings. Kosav Toisvis Rid. He starts off with the Toisvis Rid. And he brings the concept of mitzvah shebegufoi. And then the Ksoisa Choshen, next page 31, Hanera Lanias Daiti Bezeh. Shlicha Shalodam Kamoise Lo Ambrianaila Labemide de Asiya, de Az Havale Masa Shluchoi Kemoise Yavar Bemide de Leka Asiya, Lo Ambrianan Shliach Shalodam Kemoise. So the Ksoisa Choshen has his unique approach. And he said, Shlichus applies only to Maasim. But Shlichus can change the reality. His head is not your head. His arm is not your arm. So the Ksoisa Choshen argues, the mitzvah of tefillin is not the act. It's not hanochas tefillin. But actually having tefillin on your head and arm. It is a matzav, not a maisa. It is a matzav, not a maisa. Mila is a maisa. You are to circumcise your child. Tefillin is not a maisa. It is a matzav. Using the Ksoisechoshin's language, mila di memela. I don't know how to translate mida di memela. It's just a reality. It's just a matzav. And the same sukkah. You need to dwell in the sukkah. Dwelling in the sukkah is not an act. Circumcision is an act. And that is a new definition in tefillin. It's not lahaniach tefillin. It's just carrying tefillin on your head and arm. And shlichus applies only to acts, to deeds. But shlichus can't make your head as if it would be yours.
Can I pay someone for Lilud HaTorah? Like it's a matzah. I have to know Torah. No, but me, I have to be...
Regarding Talmud Torah, there is a concept we find by no other mitzvah, and that is the Yesocha Zavurim concept. But that is unique to Talmud Torah. It has nothing to do with Shlichus. Okay, we already have material for the next few years to come. Yesocha Zavurim would be in 2 years from now. So the Ksoisa Choshen's approach is Shlichus is only by Maisim and not by Mida de Memela. He proves his point from a Rosh and a Doram Daf Ayin Beis. I have a different pshat in Rosh. What does the Rosh say? There's a machlaikas Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yashio in a Doram Daf Ayin Beis. Baal Meifer Nidre Ishtoi. A husband has the authority to annul the vows, the Nadorim of his wife. And there's a machlaikas, could I make a shliach to annul those nedorim, or do I need to do it myself? And the Gemara makes it clear, it is only if you heard those nedorim that the question is, could I make a shliach to annul them? But if my shliach hears the nedorim, he has no authority at all. And the Rosh explains, and why not? So the Rosh says, hearing is a midah de memela. Shlichus doesn't apply to hearing. And if your agent heard, it's not as if you heard. But annulling the neder is a maisa. And therefore, shlichus will only apply to the annulment of the nedarim, but not to listening to the nedarim. And the understanding of the tzoyis is, hearing is a matzav. It's not a maisa. It's just a reality. My shliach hears is not considered as if I was hearing. my pshat and rashi would be different. Shlichus applies only to acts that have halachic bearing, halachic significance. Kinyonim, kiddushin, gerishin, mitzvahs, averis. If not for the svora divrei harav and divrei hatalmud and divrei mishamen, we would say yes, shliach ledvar avera. Actually, shamei azoken shein halachic emosai, as we see in daf mem beis. Shamei azoken maintains yes, shliach ledvar avera. But whether it's a mitzvah and avera or a kinyan or gerishin or trumas amaisis or kiddushin, these are all acts that have halachic bearing. Hearing a neder has no halachic bearing. And therefore, shlichus isn't relevant. Let me give you an example. HaMegaresh es ishtoi al menas she'ovoi mekan ad lamedioim. Person gives a get. And there's a condition. He stipulates. The get should be chal, the get should be valid, only if I come back to the city in the next week. The person didn't come, but he sent a shaliach to come back to the city. Would we say shlichoi shel odom kemoisoi? Well, I stipulated the get will be valid only if I come. I didn't come, but I sent a shaliach. Would we say shlichoi shel odom kemoisoi? Why not? Why not? You're right. No. But why not? The answer is very simple. Coming back to a certain place is not an act that has any halachic bearing. It has a halachic bearing only because of a stipulation, but not mitzad atzmoy. So when I make a tanai, if I come, if I go, if I stand on the table, if I jump off the stairs, and I made a shliach to do so, that doesn't mean anything. Shlichus doesn't apply. Shlichus is a halachic concept. It's a legal concept. And it applies only to legal acts. Whether it's kedushin or gerushin or a mitzvah or an aveda, any meister that has halachic bearing. Maybe that's pshat in the rush. Hearing a neder is just a fact. There's no halachic bearing. And nulling a neder, that's halacha. And therefore shlichus wouldn't apply to listening to a neder, because listening to a neder is not a mitzvah, it's not an aveda, it's not a chalois. It is an act that doesn't have direct halachic significance. And maybe that's shat in the rosh. Midi de memela, there is no shlichus. So let us just once again clarify the mahalach of the ktsois. The ktsois says, shlichus applies only to maizim. The mitzvah of tefillin is not hanochas tefillin. It is actually the fact that the tefillin are al roishoy v'zroyoy shel odom. So the approach of the ktsois is very problematic. First of all, the way he defines tefillin. Is it clear that the mitzvah of tefillin is a result? In the bracha we say, lahaniach tefillin. But the problem with the ktsos is far greater. Why wouldn't shlichus apply to achilas matzah? It's a maisa. Why wouldn't shlichus apply to achilas matzah? To natilas lulav. Mida'ag bei nafeg bei. Maisim. And why would shlichus apply to shlichus kabola de get? A woman could make a shuliach to receive her get. V'sholach, hu oise shliach, v'shilcho, he oise shliach. No mice is required on the side of the woman, like kabbalas a get. If a husband throws a get into her house, into a daladamis, she is divorced. No act is required from her side, and shlichus does apply. So we find halachas that do not entail a ma'isa, and shlichus does apply. And there are many mitzvahs that do involve a ma'isa, and shlichus does not apply. And just as examples, Netilas Lulav, Achilas Matzah, Mikro Megillah, or even davening, would Dibur be considered a Maisa? And why not?
Kol Halashon.
So the approach of the Ksois is somewhat problematic. In our contrast, we have two fundamentally different approaches. Number one is the Ksois. And there's a stira in the Ksois. Kif Pei Beis does not go well I'm looking for Ktzeis number two, and I do not find it. But we do have a stira in the Chasam Sofer as well. Kuf Nun Tes, page 47. Reish Aleph, page 46. The other approach would be Maharach Or Zarua, and that would be following the Ktzeis. Maharach Or Zarua, page 40. Koivit Shiurim, at the very last page of our booklet, page 62. So what I wanted to present and explain to you in this introductory shiur is just the fundamental concepts. Many achronim that say shlichus has two different sides, delegating authority, enabling someone to work in my arena, in my balus, selling, purchasing, divorcing, doing kiddushin for me, acts that demand the authority of Bailam, of an owner. And I give my agent authority to do things on my behalf. And the other aspect of shlichus would be where there is no chalais, mitzvahs. And mitzvahs would be a slightly different definition. What he does is considered as if I did. So concept number two relates to the act. Concept number one would relate more to the result. But I argued, in the Gemara, it seems to be very clear that everything boils down to the same concept. And therefore, if not for the nuances between Gerushin, Troma, Shchitas HaPesach, we would learn one from the other. Even though Gerushin is a Chalais, Troma is a Chalais, Shchitas HaPesach is a Mitzvah. And they are the same. So fundamentally, Shlichas is, whatever you need to do, you could do by another person. He could do on your behalf. And that brings us to the question, what about Mitzvahs? Which mitzvahs does shlichus apply and which mitzvahs does shlichus not apply? Mitzvah shebegufoy. How do we define mitzvah shebegufoy? We saw definition number one is problematic. Mitzvah shebegufoy meaning my body. Who says that tefillin is about my body and mila is not about my body or my child's body? So let me share with you fundamentally approach number two, but I want you to learn the sources, and we'll be back towards the end of the week. Approach number two would differentiate between mitzvah shebegavra and mitzvah shebechefza, and mitzvahs in which the objective, the goal is the result, the outcome, and in those cases, shlichus will apply, between mitzvahs in which the essence of the mitzvah is not the result, not the outcome, but actually being engaged in a maisa. There is no result. And an example would be achilas matzah, different than milas habayin. Circumcising your son has a very clear result. Your child from now and throughout his entire life will have the chosim of ois bris kodesh. That is a result. Eating matzah is all about eating matzah. There is no result. There is no outcome. And in those mitzvahs, shlichus wouldn't apply, and maybe that is what we define as a mitzvah shebegufoy. It is all about what you're doing and not about what you're achieving. It's not about the outcome, but rather about the actual deed. Maybe. So these are the two fundamental approaches. We need to go through the Gemara, go through the Tosfos Lid, and I will need to send some supplementary sources because there are three Tosfos, and they don't fit in with one another. Three Chasam Sofers. In our booklet, we have two. So, if we have this Yar HaKal in the future, we will need to do a better job in producing the booklet. This year, I will need to send some additional materials just to make this experience more enriching, more exciting, and more all-encompassing. It's a pleasure to have you all in Eretz Yisrael and to see people coming from far away to learn Torah in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, in such difficult times. It's very heartwarming. And it is very special to all of us living here in Eretz Yisrael because, as you all know and as you all feel, this is a difficult period in our story when this war is still not over after 9 months and today a soldier died and we're losing young people almost every day. So we need schusim and coming to learn Torah from far away in Yerushalayim, Yir HaKodesh, is a huge source and it is very much appreciated. So I hope you will enjoy your coming days in the Beis Medrash and Or Sameach. And the light of Torah should give us all a lot of simcha. So it's a pleasure to have you here.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.